So as you look at this discipline issue around the NFL and how it affects kids, do you really think that younger coaches necessarily are a better choice in terms of commanding the respect and helping kids learn respect for authority? Let's start with Fred.
Yeah, you know, that is a very interesting concept, especially when you're talking about people coaching kids. See, 85% of the people that coach kids out there in youth sports are the parents of one of the kids. So obviously they have a close connection with them. But, you know, the interesting thing is that the older guys that are out there coaching. I just got, as an example, Nick, I got an email the other day from a guy that said he had coached for a long time, had been a member of our organization. Now his grandkids are out there. And I think, what experience is he bringing to all this? All the negative things he may have seen, all the positive, and now he is bringing a lot of wealth in coaching kids. Why is that not the same at the professional level?
Andy, let me ask you this. We've talked about it. Fred, I know, is sort of a one-strike-and-you're-out philosopher in terms of this. What is your opinion about how a coach at a youth sports level, for kids that are acting out, not just on the field, but the way they treat the coach and also what they do off the field when they're doing things in school, when they're acting out, what is the most important advice you can give to parents and coaches in terms of establishing boundaries and discipline for young athletes?
Well, it's a learning experience, Nick, and I think the situation has to be, you know, these kids are going to make mistakes, the coaches are going to make mistakes, the parents are going to make mistakes. And I think the best way to look at that and to work around it is that it is a learning experience and that people communicate and discuss the issues when there is a problem, when a child makes a mistake on the field. You know, coaching is about correcting that, not about yelling and screaming at them, and I think it's a coach's job to sit down and talk with them about it. If we translate that to the professional level, you know, a lot of these professional athletes have never been in trouble. They've been able to get out of it because in the collegiate level, let's face it, a lot of college football programs in this country, you know, don't look at these issues we're talking about today with a lot of seriousness. They skirt it under the rug. They sweep it under the rug because they know this guy's the star of the team. If he gets in trouble, this gets out, we're going to lose him. So and I think that's been proven pretty clearly that goes on. And then they get to the professional level. Doesn't happen as well. These guys get caught, it's in the public spotlight, they've got to deal with it. And so I think it starts at the youth sport level where you really need to work with these people about right and wrong, good and bad, and teach the kids the difference between right and wrong. And it really starts with the coaches when they make a mistake, I think being open with the kids, say, you know what, I screwed up, here's why I screwed up, and I'm going to try to work on changing this in the future.